All right, what's going on, guys? So today we have Doug Bradley, owner and founder of Everest Legal Marketing. So Doug, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Everest, and kind of what you guys bring to law firms?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the podcast today. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to connect with your audience. Everest Legal Marketing specifically does search engine optimization, website design, content marketing for law firms in the U.S., so that's really our niche. We kind of really stay in that lane, and that's kind of our expertise. And so we typically work with small to medium sized law firms, and we work with kind of all practices and all areas throughout the country.
Yeah, awesome. And I know you pretty much can probably, I guess, attest to established firms dominating the search results. They're ranking all over the place. They got great EDU links, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
What are some basic ways that up and coming law firms can use SEO just to level the playing field and stand out online?
Yeah. You know, that's a good question. And I get that question quite a bit, mainly because, you know, smaller law firms or their new attorneys or their associates who have left a large law firm, they're trying to think, how am I going to compete against a major law firm who's been doing SEO for a decade or longer? Yeah. And usually what I tell them when they come to me is we try to find some area of practice that maybe has a little bit lower volume key phrases, you know, like a little bit lower volume, lower competition, that maybe we can help them really become visible in while we're working our way towards becoming more visible for more competitive search phrases. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're a criminal defense lawyer, you might not necessarily want to target DUI, but maybe you want to target drug offenses. Or yeah, if you're a personal injury lawyer and there's a 0% chance of you getting on the on page one visibility for like your city personal injury lawyer, you might want to target dog bites or slip and falls, because those big firms may not necessarily really be paying attention to those types of searches.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's funny you mentioned dog bite. We like specifically with some law firms have really just went after like dog bite specific.
Yeah.
Because you're saying, like, if you're trying to rank on a local area for personal injury, it's crazy.
Very
you can do it long term. It's going to take a lot. You got to do it long term.
Yeah, it's like investing. Someone gave me the analogy once. It's kind of like a yo-yo while you're on a Stairmaster. You know, you're going on your way up and things are going up and down and things are going up and down. But if you can really target something like dog bites or slip and falls or Uber accidents or whatever the case may be, and you become that lawyer for that thing while you're also working on your visibility for your car accidents and your truck accidents, you know, that
and then you're increasing the ranking, your score, and Google's building trust, and then the rest comes. So focus on a niche, dominate it, and then just grow out from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I like that. I like that strategy.
Yeah. And then another great, so AI, I feel like, is always something that comes up, especially in the legal space. Really, like, everybody's trying to see how efficient they can be to just limit whatever they're doing, wasting their time, and maximize the money they're putting into it.
Yeah.
Now, so these AI tools for content generation, they're becoming pretty powerful. Now, how can some law firms actually integrate with these tools into their, or just pretty much integrate them into their content market?
Yeah, into content marketing is, I kind of keep a very cautious approach to it, mainly because I think the content needs to be really carefully evaluated. It needs to be edited. It needs to be kind of monitored before it's published, mainly because I think there's some quality concerns that I think people see, and I see it when I use it. And, you know, at the moment, we're not using AI or ChatGPT to create content for our clients' websites, but oftentimes we'll lean on it to give us a framework for a page, or maybe to improve a page if we think a page is thin, or maybe an article from 5 years ago that has good search volume, but the content's just decayed over time. Yeah. And we want to give it a little bit of a spruce up. you know, we'll take the good and we'll go into ChatGPT and ask it to help us create some content. And then we'll carefully curate that content before actually publishing it. And that, I think that use case scenario is really helpful to help bring some old content to life, but also improve some pages that might have some trouble ranking.
Yeah. That's perfect. Couldn't said it better. And I know, like, beyond keywords too, when you're just talking about like the basic SEO principles for law firms, what would you like tell people to keep in mind when creating just some of these organic roadmaps that we're looking at nowadays?
Yeah, you know, I think if a lawyer is creating their own website and they're going to be handling their own content, at least initially, maybe before searching out an SEO professional. One thing that I always see, and you probably see this quite a bit working with law firms or other, you know, professional services types of industries, is they tend to cram everything into one page and say, this is what we do. You know, if you're a personal injury lawyer, you might have a great homepage and an about page and a attorney profile and a contact page. And then, you know, this is what we do when you have personal injury, and then bullet points of all the types of cases. But really, that's it's essentially useless. You know, what we know as SEO professionals is you need to have a page of content to meet the intent of every single query. So if you want to be found for the search phrase dog bite lawyer, you need to have a page specifically about dog bite lawyer, how you handle dog bite claims, what the local laws are in the state that you're practicing in, maybe cases that you've had in the past, or maybe common elements of a dog bite. And you need to have that for every type of claim or type of practice that you want to attract business for, and not just one big long page of these are all the personal injury cases we take, or these are all the criminal defense cases we take.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. I think it's probably one of the best ways.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree. And another thing, like a lot of people obviously know reviews are always going to be huge. That's pretty self-explanatory. You want to read reviews about a product or a service before you use it. But now, how can reviews aside, how do you think law firms can use like the data, the analytics, like the specialized software, just to better understand their client feedback patterns and actually address the potential issues just proactively throughout each day, each week?
Yeah, well, we use, I don't know, I know you guys do reputation services for businesses. And I think that's a really powerful thing for a very specific need. We use BirdEye as a platform for our clients. And I think when we have clients who either have continually negative reviews, which is very common in the legal industry, not everybody loves their lawyer. we have to very carefully go about responding to those reviews, because there's some very specific ABA guidelines. There's often state level guidelines to respond to reviews. But what I often tell clients is if there's something in the review that's true, maybe it's a bad receptionist, or it's a bad intake process, or maybe it's a bad communication process, rather than look at it as a completely negative experience, use it as an opportunity to improve. If that's the thing that's always getting through that people tend to be complaining about, rather than become defensive, lean into it, fix that issue, and I bet you get more positive reviews.
And that's perfect too, because it's really like Google and Yelp and all the platforms, like you're probably not going to have much luck getting reviews taken down if there's any truth to it. Like they really want you to take that extreme ownership.
It's very seldom
towards it and say, okay, this is a terrible review. Like I even saw someone on Yelp get a bad review saying like the client was not happy with the price. They signed off on the price, but they weren't happy afterwards. And they even telling Yelp, and they're like, listen, like you probably could have looked to maybe how could you have communicated better or easier to that client that they understood what they were going to. So, I mean, they always want it. It's tough sometimes, but
It's funny because my lawyers and my client base, they're very typically very passionate about what they do. So they see it as a personal attack.
Yeah.
And oftentimes the reviews from a past client will say something like, you know, this guy or this lady didn't follow the law. The law says X, Y, and Z. And the attorney always wants to say something like, I've been practicing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I have somebody who doesn't know the law coming to me and quoting the law in a complaint or a one-star review. And they just want to go out and just absolutely annihilate them as a response. But you and I both know, and I think marketers just know, you got to very carefully manage those types of replies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's good to respond, though. People want that.
Absolutely. Don't ignore it. Always reply, but be very careful.
Yeah, definitely. Don't get into it online. People will definitely see. Awesome. And now, honestly, one main thing I love talking about, too, is websites. You know, so obviously lawyers, like, website's going to be a huge way of getting some lead generation. Sure. Honestly, done right, long term, it's going to be like one of your 4 or 5 revenue generators for the company.
100%.
So now, are there any, well, I know we know there are, we're here to talk about it, some AI powered tools or like techniques to enhance those conversion rates on the website? So let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know, the best ones that I've seen usually integrate some sort of a chat feature or a user capture feature. Mm-hmm. And it's when someone's browsing the page, either a chat bot comes up and tries to capture that person. And some of the AI tools that I've seen, some of them, you know, that I've seen don't do a very good job, but some that I've seen are really spooky in terms of how effective they are in responding to, you know, common questions. But even some of them, and I think we're going to be finding this more, some of the human powered ones are helping connect people visiting your website to an actual person on the phone at the office. And I think at some point, Google Voice is probably going to get on that bandwagon to be able to help connect someone who's searching and on your website, and at some point connect you with an introduction. And I think we're just a matter of time away from something like that. If it's not already here and I just don't know about it.
Yeah. Wait. So yeah, there's, I know actually we are experimenting with like live chat for voice as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're
going to give us some phone numbers that we can call and see if we can like actually break the machine, but it's been pretty great so far where it's responding to you. It's reading your tone. If you're mad, you're cursing, it's going to read that and navigate. So I think it's happening like very soon.
Yeah.
We've been testing with, and it's been working. I'm like, if someone who's like, we're sending them quality leads and they're just terrible at answering the phone or they're missing phone calls constantly, I'm recommending it because it's pretty top notch and it's helping a lot.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, I believe we covered definitely a lot of the topics I wanted to run through. I think a lot of the other things that we really get questions wise is about data analytics and how we can gain insights just into like a client's base and better target your marketing efforts.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a law firm, you really need to be paying attention to Google Analytics. Mainly because it can help you see so much. It can help you see what your most visited pages of your website are, which pages have the highest bounce rate, which pages have the highest and shortest dwell times.
Yeah.
It can also show you the client journey. You know, throughout all of our clients, I always tell our potential clients, or when we're designing a website for a client, we'll eventually get to the point where we ask them, hey, we'd like to create a nice page of client testimonials and reviews. And they're usually, sometimes we'll get a little bit of kickback, like we don't want a page of client reviews, but our data from all of our clients across nearly a decade of service of law firms tells us that client reviews are often the number, top 3 visited page of a lawyer's website. Why would you skip that? Especially if they have, several dozen reviews that we can use as marketing collateral.
Yeah.
So Google Analytics is a great, great way to analyze, succeeding pages and failing pages, but also Google Business Profile. Everything on Google Maps that happens with your profile, you can see all of it. So you can see how many times people pressed call, how many times visited your website. All of those things can help you really improve your marketing effort and bring up the failing pieces while also improve those things that are succeeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Just continuing to like double down on the stuff that works and then get rid of that low hanging fruit to reoptimize. Yeah. Like not everything is going to work. That's digital. Like consistently, if you're doing it right, you're going to see growth over the year, but it's up and down. So you want to make sure you are winning at the end, but I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Doug, listen, I mean, we appreciate you coming on. We like to keep these pretty brief, get as much knowledge and info to it.
Thank you.
If you guys have any questions, like reach out to myself, reach out to Doug, especially in the legal space. We can definitely take care of you, answer any questions, at least take a look, make sure things are going on. They're going smoothly on your end. But Doug, anything you want to end it with?
No, if you, I mean, obviously, if you want to reach out to me, EverestLegalMarketing.com, that's my website, pretty active on Twitter. I always love to talk to people about what their marketing goals are for their firm. I really appreciate you taking the opportunity to speak with me and again, expose me to your audience. So I appreciate that.
Awesome. We appreciate you, Doug. Thank you guys all for joining us. We'll see you next time.